Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese on a Thursday. It's draft night in the NBA. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. Hello, Ike.
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
Well, Woj has promised some fireworks tonight and some trades and a very active day leading up to the draft and then probably some more trades in the draft. So the Sixers hold the 23rd pick in the draft. I don't think we're going to spend a lot of time talking about who they could draft at 23, but maybe more what they would do with that 23, because Daryl Morey, at least according to Woj was joking around, I believe, on SportsCenter not long ago, saying that Daryl Morey has offered the 23rd pick, Matisse Thybulle, to every team in the NBA. And also, if you're a GM that hasn't been offered that package and or Danny Green, your phone is turned off. So, Daryl Morey's trying to make some things happen. And, it's funny. We were talking before the show, and I wonder this. I don't know. Like, I almost feel hopeless with the 76ers right now. I'm down. My expectations have changed. I think this time last year I was looking for them to make a move to be able to get to that next level, to get to an Eastern Conference Finals, to get to an NBA championship. And the excitement isn't there because I don't think this team's a legit championship contender anymore. And now I'm asking myself, what do you do? And how do you change that? How do you get back to the path that we thought we were on? First of all, do you agree that is this Sixers team no longer a legit championship contender to you?
Well, as they sit here today, yeah.
Right.
Right, yeah. I mean, I look at them right now. Yeah, I don't believe they are. I mean, contender is subjective. Where do you put them at on the list? They are a playoff team. Are they the third best team in the East? No, I don't believe. I think somewhere around fourth, fifth, or sixth best in the East, like with fourth being this, the ceiling for them right now. I don't think they can do anything this offseason unless you add another star player, star caliber player, to surpass Milwaukee. To surpass Brooklyn, to surpass Boston. Now, that's assuming Brooklyn is going to have Kyrie come back with KD and everything. So unless they do something drastic up there, I still would have Brooklyn in front of the Sixers as far as next year goes. And then you have the Miami Heat there who I would put in front of the 76ers.
Right. So do you think they can win a title next year? And now if Bradley
no.
if the Hail Mary happens and they get Bradley Beal, that's going to change everybody's mind. But outside of that,
yeah,
the P.J. Tuckers and the Eric Gordons and those types of moves, you don't think that they're a championship? They can win a title next year?
No.
How about the East? How about the Eastern Conference?
No.
Right. So, yeah.
Well,
so
what? You just adding P.J. Tucker?
Right. I agree. So I think that's where the hopeless feeling for me comes from. It's like, okay, so now you have Daryl Morey. He's making $12 million a year. He's supposed to be one of the top GMs in the league. So, like, what are they doing, and what do you do next? Like, if you're the 76ers, it seems like he believes differently, and he's going to get older, not younger, and he's going to add these older players in hopes that maybe they do make a difference. I think that's foolish.
Well, that's because he sees a window. Yeah, he's not – I mean, Joel Embiid's not 23. So
right.
So he sees – neither is James Harden. So he sees a window. He's not necessarily sitting here saying, I'm building for the future.
No.
Not, and Doc is not going to be here for the future either. So these guys are in a must-win-now window.
No, agreed.
Yeah.
And I worry that the more they double down on that right now, the less of a chance they're going to even have. Because, like, it's one thing next year. Like, next year I would almost look at, and I'm talking about the 2022-2023 season, I would look at next year as saying, like, okay, not likely to really win anything. So rather than doubling down and screwing yourself for being older for the next 2 or 3 years, let's look at 2024, right? Because I agree, there's a window.
Well, yeah, but then they're not hopeless then.
But they would also have to do that. And I don't believe they're going to do that. That's why I feel hopeless as a 76er fan. I think that he's going to double down, he's going to get older, and he's going to try to win right now.
And well, even if that right now is by adding those guys. I mean, my only thing is if he signs James Harden, all this stuff depends on how long are you signing these old guys.
Right.
Like, if you tied this franchise down with these guys for the next 3 or 4 years, you don't have a chance to win. Your chance to win is holding steady, allowing next year to play out, and then you make major decisions. I don't commit to James Harden for multiple years. I let James Harden opt in for his $47 million. He gets $47 million next year. Whatever. Move on after that. You can move on from Tobias. I think after next year, Tobias only had 1 year left on his deal.
Correct.
I believe. So then it'll be a lot easier to move on from him. Your future is Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. That's your future. Forget about James Harden. So I'm actually giving the advice to the Sixers, Daryl Morey, how you can avoid going back into purgatory because you have blind spots and you want to dole out multiple years and contracts and money to guys you had in Houston. Yeah, you can avoid doing that and preserving what the Sixers have in their young players and Joel Embiid being the centerpiece. Tyrese Maxey being the up-and-coming star. That's the next guy you're focusing in on. Yeah, Morey will make a mistake if he decides, yeah, I'm gonna lock myself into James Harden for the next 3 to 4 years. Yeah, that would be the mistake. They haven't done that just yet. So they have a nucleus there of young players with Embiid leading the way that you can still build around. Without committing to James Harden and P.J. Tucker for 3 years, I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. That ain't getting a title here. It really, and all it does is just get James Harden and P.J. Tucker more money. That ain't getting us any closer to a title. It's not. But Embiid is 28 years old. Tyrese Maxey is what, 22? 23? Yeah. He's still young. You get money coming off the cap in 2 years. There'll be players available you can bring in. In 2 years.
So your focus isn't necessarily this year to try to do everything you can this year to win.
No.
You're focused on, hey, the window's still open after 2022, 2023.
Unless you can get me a player the caliber of Bradley Beal.
Agreed.
If I'm not doing that, I stand pat and I say, you know what? I'm not committing extra dollars to anybody. You want to opt in, James? Go ahead and opt in. But 2022-23 season is about you all proving to me that you deserve a contract extension.
All right, we're on the same page there, but how much faith do you have that Daryl Morey's actually going to do that? Because mine is about a zero, that he's going to do that. I think James Harden, and this is according to reporting, unless he does an about-face, he's going to sign James Harden to 2 years on top of that, 2 more years on top of the player option. He's going to be here for 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to get P.J. Tucker, because I don't know if P.J. Tucker actually wants to come here, or he's using the 76ers as leverage to get more money out of the Miami Heat, because Miami still wants him. He opted out of a player option. He may want to go back to Miami, but he wants them to pay more money. So he's going to use the 76ers to try to get more money. But the Eric Gordons and the P.J. Tuckers, if that's your solution...
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah, but it's not going to work. So like, if that's what the plan is, I have zero faith in Daryl Morey that he can get this turned around. And that's, I guess, why I feel hopeless today. And, like... I felt like in this city, there was genuine excitement for the 76ers for a good amount of the last couple of years, and that is kaput now for me. And
I'm not there yet.
No?
I'm not. I don't feel hopeless with the team. I don't feel like this is a lost cause. I don't, because Joel Embiid is still upright. Joel Embiid is still one of the five best players in the NBA in the prime of his career. And that doesn't come around very often. That doesn't come around very often. And Tyrese Maxey at least has the potential to be Okay, can Tyrese Maxey be Chris Middleton?
Yes.
Yeah, because I know 3 years ago Chris Middleton was thought of as a no. He was Tobias Harris. Heard a lot of Chris Middleton slander around these parts. When talking about Milwaukee being a legitimate team, you can't win a championship with Chris Middleton as your second best player. I heard a lot of that. So can Tyrese Maxey develop into that player? Well, as long as Embiid develops into Giannis, that type of player.
Yeah.
And that's why, as long as I have those, what Morey needs to do is to figure out a way to get somebody else here as a running mate with those two guys that are young, that's young enough and still has enough ability left in them and window as far as their potential, at least 3 to 4 years. That's what Daryl Morey needs to do. That's what he needs to do.
All right, let's open up the phone lines. He's
trying to tie us to his old Houston Rockets. You heard him, B. This ain't Houston Harden anymore, man. And yep. I know it ain't Houston P.J. Tucker.
No. Can it be Bucks P.J. Tucker? 215-592-9494.
I'm good with P.J. for 1 year. I don't need P.J. for 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. 1 year would be one thing.
Yeah, I don't need P.J. for 3 years.
3 years would be another. Jack Fritz, how much confidence do you have in your boy, Daryl Morey, heading into tonight?
This is where it's money-making time. This is $10 million a year for Daryl Morey. And to his credit, I think Morey's always going to swing big. You know, I think he's going to try to go get a superstar any chance that he can get. And I want to see him go get the job done. I haven't lost complete faith in Daryl Morey. I still think he's a smart GM. I think he's blinded by Harden, and that worries me. But I also don't want him to give up on this core. Like, we joke around about P.J. Tucker and Eric Gordon.
Yeah.
I think if they have those guys on the team last year, they beat the Heat. Now, obviously, P.J. Tucker would be off of the Heat, and that would help the Sixers' case. But those kind of players matter. And I don't think the Maxey, Harden, Embiid is a total disaster. We just have to readjust our expectations from, wow, they're going to the finals, to I think they can be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Let me tell you what concerned me a little bit with Daryl Morey's messaging after that game, Doc Rivers' messaging after that Game 6 loss, a couple other veterans' messaging after that Game 6 loss to the Miami Heat. Toughness. We like toughness. You know who wasn't saying that?
James Harden?
No. Matisse Thybulle, Shake Milton, Tyrese Maxey, B-Ball Paul. In other words, the young players weren't saying that. I'm hearing older players say that, veterans. Well, who do you think lacked the toughness? You. So when I hear Danny Green talking about we like toughness, I hear Joel Embiid, we like toughness. Doc Rivers, we out physical. Yeah, your star players. Not your young players, your vets. You telling me Embiid doesn't have toughness? You telling me James Harden at 32, now P.J. Tucker is coming in as the enforcer? And the whole team is going to be transformed because he's going to be the tough guy for everybody? Really? That's what we're hanging our hat on? P.J. Tucker coming in as a tough guy.
Yep.
Really? I never heard so many players cry about not being tough and not having toughness on our team. You're talking about yourselves. Who are you talking about? The young players? They weren't tough enough? No. James, you ran from the ball. What are you talking about? So it's our veteran players that lack the toughness. Now P.J. is going to come in and infuse toughness in James Harden and in Joel Embiid. Really? Come on, man.
Everything will be fine then.
Come on, man. I hear Doc saying that nonsense and Durham. Because you know what it says to me? You're stating the obvious because you lack that. We know that's not here. So that's an obvious sort of remedy you can hang your hat on to try to appease your fan base and say this is what we're lacking. No, Doc. You're not a good coach. James Harden is washed and didn't want the moment. And Joel Embiid still isn't a good leader and isn't ready for the big moment. That's what that was. Yeah. Don't give me toughness nonsense.
And what else did they say?
Because if you wanted toughness, you had Jimmy Butler here.
Yeah, that's true. And what else did they say? Oh, well, Doc's off season. Get them in training camp. Yeah. And James is going to be healthy. I can't wait to see him with the full off season. And Doc, really? So between P.J. Tucker and a full off season, and then having training camp with Doc and the full team. Oh, yeah, sky's the limit
No.
after that.
No.
No, you have to actually change something. You have to change the fabric of your team right now, right? Like, you have to change the culture of your team. I'm not blaming Doc Rivers for the culture of this team. What I'm saying is that they don't.
Oh, he wants credit for the culture of the team.
No, I know he does. Well, he changed it. He changed it. But that you don't see losses like that the last 2 years in the playoffs when you have a culture, a winning culture, a tough culture, yeah. A culture of your team that you should be proud of. Yeah. That's what they need to change, and that's the players. That's the players. Danny Green shouldn't be here next year. So that's a veteran guy that maybe you do trust as being a leader.
Turned into Draymond before Draymond did. Danny Green was doing podcasts after games, commenting on everything. Like, Danny, shut up.
215. Don't shut up. But like,
well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, Danny had comments about everything.
215-592-9494. Couple things with the Sixers for Sixers fans. Is this team, in your eyes, still a legit championship contender? When I say that, I mean, can they win a title next year?
No.
And no, right. If they get Bradley Beal, yeah, okay. No. Now we'll talk about that. But if they're PJ Tucker and a couple of trades and you trade Matisse and the whatever, are you a championship team? Jack, are they a champion? Can they win a title next year with this team?
No, but I don't think it's out of the realm they can reach it. I'll take Eastern Conference Finals. Oh,
it's totally out of the okay. Eastern
why?
Conference.
Why can they not make the? Why can they make the finals next year?
They can make the finals next year.
They can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still have.
You mean the Eastern Conference Finals?
Eastern Conference Finals with a chance to make the finals. Like the East.
I don't think they can win the East.
The East is more deep than it is top.
So Jack, I won't argue with that just because like I thought this year it was a good matchup for them to make the Eastern Conference Finals, right? Like if you get a good path and a team's like, all right, yeah, maybe they could make the
I
Eastern Conference Finals.
I thought we got the path that we wanted.
We
didn't have to play Milwaukee. We didn't have to play Brooklyn. We didn't have to play Boston. We got our path. We played Toronto and Miami.
Did we not watch them play the Heat? Did we not watch Jay? Like seriously, of all the things, and I bitch and complain about Embiid, and there's a lot of times that I can't stand him. At least he came out in that game, and his hair was on fire, and he was trying to do something. He moped and complained.
That's because he
knew
he moped about game five, yes.
So you had that in game five. Then he actually comes out and plays in game six, and James Harden's moping and doesn't want the ball and doesn't want the moment, whatever the hell's going on with him. And then Joe calls him Houston Harden. You think Harden's going to be okay with that? Harden's going to show up at the training camp. Everything's going to be great. Kumbaya. Great team. You know, they mesh and they – no. Like, it's going to be – they're going to win regular season games. They're going to make it to the playoffs, and they're going to lose in the playoffs early. That's my expectation. Let's go to the phones. Naeem in Springfield. Go ahead. What's up?
Hey, Ike, John, what's up?
What's up?
What's up, Naeem?
My boy, Jack. What's up, Jack?
What's going
what's
on?
What's up, Naeem?
All right, so look. Jack, if you got faith in Maury, then I do. What y'all saying? Is Howie time? Nah, it's Maury time. Let's go. It's Maury time. Maury yeah. Time.
All right, why?
It's Maury season. It's Maury season.
Yeah, why?
Okay, look. Honestly, I'm being honest. The only faith I got in the Sixers is that they draft Bo Cruz. Because at this point, I give up.
Bo Cruz.
I don't know what they're doing.
The star of Hustle. He's star of Hustle. Yeah, watch Hustle, yeah.
Hey, Ike, I know you don't know nothing about that. You're going to fuck that.
Angelo Castaldi.
Yeah, I still haven't but seen it yet. I'm like, Bo Cruz, who is that?
But, nah, seriously, though, honestly, I think with the Sixers, this offseason should help.
Naeem, what are you doing, man?
Harden, I don't know what to do with Harden. He needs more help than we can give him.
All right, I appreciate it, man. Let's go to Rios in North Philly. Rios, how are you? That's a Jack Fritz caller right there. Right? What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios.
How you feeling?
Hey, man, good to hear. Good to talk to y'all real quick. But check this out. Look, just listen to this. From what I've been listening to a couple of days, look. So I hear, okay, they thinking about P.J. Tucker. And I'm listening to y'all, this 37-year-old and toughness. Number one, it's obvious we need toughness. But who's the leader? Who? Okay, let's say Bradley Beal comes. Bradley Beal, James Harden, and Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. Who's the real leader who's going to show that toughness? Who? I don't know who. You can't just bring in a guy who ain't going to really score. Yeah, P.J. Tucker, if he was there and was able to do things, I would love him there, you know, because Philly loves toughness. But we need a leader to do it. Do y'all agree?
Yes.
Now, at the same route, like, look, man,
the championship with them, not with no Doc Rivers, number one, not with these guys being straight up suckers, number two, and number three, if you look at the pedigree of what's been going on the last 2 years, Giannis with Milwaukee winning the championship, and then Steph Curry with the Golden State. Look, these ain't no big time, oh, trying to be like LeBron James and get number ones to play with them. These ain't guys like that. These are guys that a team, organization that builds a team, has a good number two who can step in for the number one when it's needed. Same thing with now Steph Curry doing after Durant and everything with that team. We need a whole team to be built up because it's just a bunch of suckers, even suckers on a bench. You should never have suckers on a bench. Definitely. A
lot of suckers.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So y'all take care, man.
All right, Rios. Appreciate it. 215-592-9494. It's draft day.
Lots of suckers.
Jack is actually in the breaking news booth today, being that Wode said that there's going to be some fireworks, so we've moved them for the day. Jack, is the microphone and all the equipment's working in there?
Yeah, we got good engineers here that have us all good to go. So I'm hoping we get some actual news. It's largely been a bust in years past when we have the breaking news booth.
The breaking news booth has not lived up to its billing sometimes. But he's in there, and there are going to be some moves that are made. Maybe it's closer to draft time. We'll keep you updated on everything. Keith Pompey from The Inquirer, he had the P.J. Tucker news that the Sixers were interested. He's going to break it down for how that would happen. Essentially, they would need to move Matisse and the draft pick to free up some cap space, right? So they'd have to do that's more or less you're using those assets to try to create cap space so you can bring P.J. Tucker in here. But we'll get the latest from Keith Pompey. Does he believe that Danny Green and Matisse and the first-round draft pick is going to be gone? What else could be up Daryl Morey's sleeve and everything with the Harden situation as well? That's coming up. 215-592-9494. Do you trust Daryl Morey heading into tonight and the rest of this offseason? And what did one Sixer have to say about P.J. Tucker after the season? We'll play that for you coming up. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
For the last few weeks now, you've heard me talk about my friends at Bell Beverage. Now, for over 75 years, Bell Beverage has been Philly's best when it comes to beer, soda, juice, water, and more. Walk through the doors and be amazed by Bell Beverage's huge selection of domestic, import, craft, and limited release beers, and all of your favorite seltzers and soda. They also have slushies to go for those hot summer days. Not much like today. Located near the sports complex and just off I-95, perfect for pregame and on the way to the shore, and so much more. BellBeverage.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nothing against, you know, what we have. It's just the truth. We never have PJ Tucker. That's really what I'm trying to say. I think, you know, physicality, especially once you get to the playoffs or the later rounds, you need that. You need those guys that are, you know, really tough.
So that was Joel after
Who
they lost.
Who are you talking about? You need to be that guy. You're the biggest dude on the court. You're talking about PJ Tucker.
Yep.
You're 7'2", 270. What is he talking about?
So it was like a 90-minute or even 90-minute, 90-second or more total answer on it. And
yeah, you want more?
Well, I didn't remember this because we were so focused on all
well,
the other
I did.
Stuff.
That's why I said the stars were the ones saying it. I knew he said it. Like I said, the young players didn't say this.
I remember
the veterans players who were saying
I remember the veterans talking about toughness, but I want to know why Daryl Morey's interested in P.J. Tucker outside of the Houston connection. Joel Embiid's more or less telling Daryl Morey he wants P.J. Tucker on the team. He's saying this after they lost in the playoffs.
Or Daryl Morey told Joel Embiid that's who he's going to go get after the season.
Or that. Yeah, I mean, was that right after the game was over? That was after the game was over.
After game six, yeah.
Yep. Here's more Joel Embiid after game six.
You look at someone like P.J. Tucker. Great player, but it's not about him knocking down shots. It's about what he does, you know, whether it's on the defensive end or, you know, rebounding the ball. You look at, obviously, defensively, plays with so much energy, believes that he can get from point A to point B, and he believes that no one can beat him, and he's tough. Like, he's just physical, and he's tough.
Why aren't you physical and tough? I'm serious. Why do I need the biggest player, one of the biggest players in the NBA, yawning for somebody else to come in and show them how to be tough? Like, that makes no sense to me. That's like Shaq saying we're not tough enough.
Do you imagine?
Yeah, exactly. Imagine that.
Could you imagine?
Imagine Shaq saying, we're not tough enough.
And imagine our reaction to Shaq saying, we're not tough enough. They're like, no, you're not tough
exactly.
enough.
Exactly. Well, you're the one supposed to be setting the tone for everybody to be tough.
Yep.
Who's going to set the tone? Danny Green's not tough enough?
PJ Tucker.
Really? We're gonna yell that Matisse Thybulle didn't set the tone for the team to be tougher. Is that what we're really saying right now? That Matisse Thybulle didn't set the tone for our team to be tougher.
Wasn't good enough, Ike. He just wasn't good enough. They need a veteran tough guy in there. But, Ryan, I mean, that's not what these guys are in fantasy land if they think
all
this
I know is
going to matter.
I'm hearing a bunch of guys talk about toughness on the team, and I'm hearing I would take that as an insult if I'm a player. I'm the only one who sees this way. If I was on the team and I'm a player and the perception is we're not tough enough, you're saying I'm not tough enough.
Yep. Joel's not saying I'm not tough enough. He's saying Danny Green, Tobias Harris. I mean, he already talked about how Jimmy Butler, like, how could they let him go?
Right.
I love him.
Right. So, I forgot about Tobias. So, we're going to blame Tobias and Matisse.
Yep.
We're not tough enough.
Yep. Yeah, because he's not blaming Maxie. No, he's blaming the veteran players on the team. I've done my part. I'm hurt. You guys aren't doing your part. Oh, and James Harden, of course.
Well, they all did it. Doc said it. Daryl Morey said it.
Yep.
Yeah, like they're all saying it.
It was the theme.
It was a theme. Yep. That's what it was, a theme.
The three amigos, it's not our fault. Blame those guys.
Well, here's my only problem. Why didn't Daryl Morey do more to go get tough people?
Because I believe he's the simplest, minded GM as far as he's looking for the biggest name that's out there, and he figures out a way to do that. Ultimately, does it matter?
By the way, one could argue that they got out toughed, or they weren't mentally tough enough or physically tough enough against Atlanta. You came back with this. You came back with the same team.
They've never been tough.
Yeah, thank you. So why is it now we're not tough enough? How did you not realize that after last year when you didn't win in the second round?
Well, honestly, it's the biggest problem with the super analytically driven front office guys, because they look at the numbers and think in regular season this is gonna. They only think regular season.
Yeah, you're right.
He's never built a winner.
Mm-hmm.
He's only built team like that. That Houston team was the closest he got. That went to game 7 against the loaded Warriors team.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the problem with the analytically driven people, is that they see what the numbers get you in the regular season, but when it comes down to crunch time, they never get the right guy.
Yeah, it doesn't work. So now they're going to just keep adding these James Harden older players because they think that's going to make them tougher or tough enough, right? To where, like, all right, so the Atlanta series, right? Like, mm-hmm. yeah, toughness was definitely a part in that series. Ben was blamed for it. Nobody else was blamed. Doc wasn't blamed. That was Ben. The year before that, it was Brett Brown. Brett Brown's not a good enough coach. So it's his fault. Every year, there seems to be a new scapegoat. This year, it's the veteran players that weren't tough enough.
It's Tobias and Matisse.
Yeah. And that's from the general manager, the coach, and the star player.
Yeah.
All three of them. So now you're going to add P.J. Tucker, and that's going to take care of everything. They'll be fine now.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to lose in the second round again. You're going to be lucky to make the second round. You're going to lose in the second round again.
And I'm okay with that as long as we don't lock ourselves in for multiple years with these guys. I'm actually okay with taking a step back. Let me recalibrate. Okay, I don't have to have championship aspirations next year. As long as you don't overcommit to these guys, and if we have room to improve in the summer of 2023 – when you can free yourself of James Harden and his contract, because I'm telling you, this is, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to do this for multiple years. I'm telling you, we do not want to do this for 3 more years. You don't. You don't. You may think you're going to have a good time going down there watching the beard, do a step back every once in a while, and throw a layup up that goes in, and that, and we'll spend more time talking about James Harden's arrival to the game and his outfits than we will talking about the great performances that he's putting on for us.
Yep.
I'm telling you, give him his $47 million. We've already made that deal with the devil because we did whatever we had to do to get Ben out of town. Okay, he's gone. Whatever. You don't have to double down on this. You don't.
Seems like that's what they're going to do.
Mm.
Yep. Now, and to your point, Ike, if you've circled 2024 and said, this is the year I'm going to try to get back, and this is the year that we can make that step, Tobias goes in the last year of his contract, so that becomes an easier contract to move.
Yep.
That's an expiring contract. The team might like that. So either you can get some cap space, or you can get a player for those expiring contracts.
And you got a new crop of young players coming up that you can spend money on. It's a new crop of young free agents coming up. LaMelo Ball.
Yeah, I
know Jordan ain't gonna pay nobody.
No, he's not. And I just have
new crop of guards coming up.
If I could have as close to 0% confidence in Daryl Morey to actually realize this and pull this off,
right?
James Harden's getting extended.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
Let's go to Strider in Phoenix, Arizona. Strider, go ahead. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, Johnny Marks, thanks for taking my call. I won't be hopeless with you until after I see what Morey does. But there is a way to fix this, and I'll reiterate from yesterday, is an unrestricted free agent, Jalen Brunson, would bring the type of grit and tenacity and toughness to the point guard position when you then move James Harden, who – before he was an all-star point guard in this league in 2016, was an all-star shooting guard.
Right. And so just let me just
six-man shooting guard. He was an all-star point guard.
Right. So just let me reiterate what I said yesterday as well. You just can't sign Jalen Brunson. They're over the cap, so like they would have to make trades just to be able to sign P.J. Walker to $10 million a year. You're going to have to create way more cap space to be able to get a guy like Jalen Brunson. It's just difficult. I'm not telling you that it can't be done. I'm telling you it's not likely.
A free agent. And
but they don't have – you know, Strider, you're not understanding. They just can't go out and sign – it's not baseball. They just can't go out and sign whoever they want to. There's a salary cap, right? So they can't go out and sign. They would have to – if they had their – he was his own player, you could re-sign him, but they can't sign him unless they create salary cap space to do it.
Well, guys, there's a way to do things like this in the NBA because all the other teams do it. I'm saying is that that's the kind of answer we need to be looking at, is out-of-the-box thinking instead of this crap that Maury and Josh Harris has been giving us for the past 5 years. I'm the only one coming up with answers.
You had Strider. I appreciate you calling in, man. You can't just go sign him. You would have to, like, if they would take Tobias Harris in a trade, sure. Then you could sign him. I'm not telling you what you're saying. It's crazy. I'm just saying that they would have to actually go do it. I don't know if it's likely that they're going to be able to move a Tobias Harris right. And be able to get a Jalen. Would you sign Jalen Brunson to a $30 million a year contract?
Yes.
Yeah, I would too. I would love him here. I hope Daryl Morey, he's working on a way to get that done.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
It seemed like, No, he's not.
Because he's got his $47 million point guard.
Yes. Exactly right.
Do you think he's happy with James Harden being here? Like, BS aside, if he was put on a lie detector test, I think he is. I do, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, why wouldn't he be? I mean, he did everything to get him here. Like, why wouldn't he be happy? This is what he's been fixated on since he left Houston and knew that he was leaving Houston on bad terms, right? He took that job here. He's been trying to get James Harden here ever since.
Yes. No, he knew the feeling was mutual and that the minute that he could come to Philadelphia and reunite, that they would.
Remember, he was the one pushing to get the deal done at the trading deadline.
But how would he answer a question of what happened to James Harden in Game 6 of a decisive game where he more or less took two shots in the second half? Like, I know he would give some nonsense answer.
I don't know what he would say.
But given, like, where he has to really, really try to explain it, like, how do you explain that? That's the biggest thing I can't get past. I can explain Ben Simmons turning into what Ben Simmons was. At least I can explain it. He was scared. Right? Was James Harden scared of the moment? Was he pouting? Was he not interested? I mean, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team. No Philly sales tax. Plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Jack, do you think that Daryl Morey's happy with the Harden trade, or he's just now committed to him because he said that he would sign him?
No, I don't think he's happy. I think if he was actually happy, then he would be offering him the 5 years. We'd be hearing about that. I mean, like the fact that it's down to three, I don't even know if he... I think Daryl's too smart to want to give him this money. I just think that he promised it, and I don't think he wants to ruin his relationship with him.
Right.
Like, I mean, he's meant a lot to his career. He kind of views it as... I know, but that's the frustrating part.
Yeah,
I agree. I
think the fact that he got it down to three is his, like, well, at least it's not five kind of thing. So I don't think he's thrilled. No, I don't. I think he thought that the player in Brooklyn would come here and would be healthy and
make a difference.
And now that he's back to having the ball in his hands the whole time, that he would be back to the 2018 form. I think he's surprised at how bad James was.
Yeah. I mean, well, hell, I think that he's surprised a lot. I mean, along with a lot of Sixer fans. Like, I'm not surprised, but yeah.
I just wish he had the stones to do the whole back on the one-year deal.
Yeah.
And then we'll give you an extension if you're really worth it.
Yes.
Right.
Why is that so hard?
That is not hard, brother. At $47 million, not like you're getting paid peanuts next year.
And he's made a ton of money
in his exactly. career. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This isn't a contract that's going to make or break his life. This isn't an NFL player going into his first big contract, free agency. No, this is a guy that's made a lot of money. He's making $47 million. He's overpaid at $47 million. Like, go out there Kyrie's not signed long-term, and Kyrie's got his own issues. But at least the dude can play.
Yeah, but Kyrie's going to get signed long-term.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yep. OG Wade checking in. OG Wade, how are you? What's up?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
Hey, listen, man. I hate when I'm right. But...
No, I don't.
You love when you're right.
I like when I'm right. But listen, man, I told you this team was in disarray, you know, but I am coming with a solution. I don't just come with ills, you know. And to me, I think bringing Josh Hart here and bringing a Miles Turner, now whatever we got to do to be able to acquire those guys, that will help this team greatly. Because let's face it, what you see right now is what is going to be coming back. Now, I believe that Doc Rivers, if he wants to save his career or whatever you want to call him, because I don't think he's a good coach, stop trying to put Embiid in the position that Jokic is in. Everything you see MD do, he's trying to play like Jokic. You cannot do that. MD needs to be down on that block. He don't need to be up around that foul line and setting picks and all. And I'm going to be honest with you. Maya Angelou told us a long time ago, when a person tell you that they something, believe them. He's telling you he's soft, Ike. He's not tough. I mean,
yeah.
You ever heard the term big for no reason, big for nothing?
Yep.
Soft as cotton candy?
Yep.
That's him. That's the crying. That's the dude that cried. That girl had to put her head on the show. That's the same dude that told the coach on the opposite team, shut the F up, and then he's crying. Mm-hmm. Then he get his face broke. Then he, you're all antics. Give us some organicness. Give us Joel. I would love to meet Joel Embiid. I don't want to meet this fake dude that's trying to be Philly. You're not Philly. There's nothing about you that says you're a Philly dude. Let it go, bro. You know what I'm saying? And right now, we're just making a damn mockery. Even the owner, I told you, these guys are investors. They don't give a damn about Philadelphia. They don't give a damn. Joshua Howard, he's trying to sell his little 10%. You know what I'm saying? That's why he didn't care if you gave – I'm sorry. Yeah, that's why he didn't care if you gave the strip club boy all that money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He know what that dude is. Stevie Wonder can tell you what the hell James Harley is. I mean, it ain't rocket science, man. And it's sad that we in this position, but my solution is these three players. I'll just, you know, that's it, bro. I can't tell you nothing else. You know what I'm saying? But the OG is right. He's right. I'm right.
G seems to have been
no Duke update.
More right than wrong. Yeah.
Because y'all get on me about it, I'm gonna give a Duke the day off. I'll be back tomorrow.
All right, Wade. Appreciate it.
Are there, Jack, are there a lot of...
So Miles Turner and Josh Hart is turning this team into a...
No, you should see we let it go, man. You just let...
Yeah, but like, you gotta let
the OG flow, man.
I usually do let the OG flow. Hopefully not like the Dookie flows. But, you know, I just, his whole I'm right thing. I mean, those players stink compared to Joel Embiid. Like, come on. Miles Turner and Josh Hart get the team closer to a championship?
Yeah. Hold on, was he saying... he didn't say how we were going to get them.
Yeah, he just wants them.
Yeah, no, just get them. It doesn't have to be a rhyme or reason.
Jalen Brunson, $30 million a year. That's totally normal.
I will say this. The whole Embiid being soft thing is getting a little harder to defend. I have to admit that.
No, Joel Embiid is the classic front runner. When everything's going right and he's healthy and they're winning and he's scoring, life is good. The minute things go bad, it's everybody else's fault.
It's hard to deny it now. It's plainly there.
Yeah.
We can try to ignore it, but it's there.
Yeah. Oh, it's there. It's been the course of a couple seasons.
We've seen it. I mean, the whole throwing the teammates under the bus and that. The whole Jimmy Butler thing really irritated me after game six.
It's irritating.
And then along with the P.J. Tucker thing, it was like, dude, do you realize you're calling out your own teammates?
Yeah.
By talking about these other guys and basically wishing that you had them on your team, or you sound like you wish you were on their team?
He talked about the toughness with Jimmy Butler, too.
So, again, he's saying
these two players on the team that just beat us are tough.
And we're not.
And when he says we're, he's not really including himself.
That's what I'm saying.
He's talking about the veteran players on the team.
Well, I wonder if he's saying – well, he must be talking about everybody else. Because there's no way he's happy with the way James Harden played in Game 6. There's no way he's happy. Thankfully, he's smart enough to be quiet, which he has for the last month, I believe.
He has not been active on social media.
Thankfully, And I'm pretty sure they told him, dude, we can't have you. First of all, your comments after the game weren't all that damn glowing for everybody, so we need you to basically pipe down.
Can we get him a podcast?
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's the one that needs a podcast. He flames everybody.
But doesn't it, like the Draymond is such an innovator in what he's doing right now with the podcast directly after the game and everything else, the new media of
Danny
the
Green. Danny Green was first.
Yeah, I mean, all right, listen. But isn't
Danny Green an elite podcaster?
I haven't listened to more than just that one cut. But
yeah, go ahead.
No, but it's just like these players look at it and say, well, I'm going to do that. Like that.
If he starts a podcast, well, we're in trouble.
Well, I disagree. I think you should. I think you should start one.
Can it be hosted by Howard Eskin and Joel?
I meant we as fans are in trouble. Yeah, yeah. We will probably be. It's probably gold for us.
Jack, is Joel Embiid soft?
Joel Embiid wants to be an NBA tough guy. He tries it.
Right.
I think he's putting on an act.
He picks on the guys that he knows he's better than.
Yeah.
Like I think Tatum's putting on an act too. I don't think he's that guy. I don't think Embiid is that guy. I think he wants to be that guy. I don't think he knows how to be that guy.
How do you think Tatum's putting on an act?
Oh, come on. I mean, listen. He wants to be a Mamba mentality.
He is.
He's not. He was a Harden in game 6 of the finals. Are you kidding me?
Not from that shoot. How many shots did he take?
He did disappear that second half.
Yeah, yeah.
Kobe would have gone down shooting.
We know that.
That's true.
He literally did that in game 7 once. Yeah. Winner, though. I got it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man.
No, I like Tatum. I just think the whole I'm put on the Kobe Celtics workout thing, texting Kobe, very thirsty.
Do you have genuine excitement about the Sixers anymore, Jack?
No.
Do you think that there are people out there, because all of us are kind of very down on what's going on right now. Do you think there's still a lot of 76er fans out there that believe this is still a good team and still something like good? Like the Sixers are still good. I do too.
Yeah, yeah, they believe. But they also had the same concerns. I think there's a minority part of this fan base, small part, that is in on James Harden. Like, this is a very intelligent basketball fan base. There's no way you watched James Harden while he was here and you're excited about signing up for him. Jack is exactly right. There are people that will say, I'll take the three. At least it's not five. Yeah, he's exactly right.
Well, the thing about the Sixers right now is that I think they might be the best team in the city, but no one thinks they're really going to win a championship. So that's the tough part about where we're at with this team.
They aren't the best team in the city.
No?
The Eagles are the best team in the city.
The Sixers may be the fourth seed and win a playoff series and then lose in the second round, right? Like, that's my expectation of the team right now. The Eagles are rising at least, right? Like, it feels like maybe with depending on what happens to the quarterback, that they're emerging as a better team.
Who do people feel better about?
Eagles.
Oh, okay, Eagles by far.
But the expectations for the Sixers has been championship.
Not anymore.
You sure?
You tell me.
No. There's no championship expectation with this team.
Exactly.
Unless there's Bradley Beal or a veteran player, there's no championship expectation.
So until the Eagles actually fail, they are our best hope for a championship. Get on board with the Duke.
Are you smiling in there?
I am, because it brings joy to my heart.
I would just like to point out, there's a baseball team that's over 500 right now.
They haven't even gotten hot yet. So listen.
They might be the second best team.
MVP.
Put your seatbelt on this weekend. They've lost 3 straight. Just put your seatbelt on for the weekend.
Yeah.
Nah, they're taking 3 or 4 this week.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I'll take 2.
I would right now give me the contract.
If you said we could just split and be done with this series, I'd say take it. No, I'll take it and run with
Jack. Would you do that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, good. Full of crap. 215-592-9494. You know this is going to be a bumpy weekend. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. All right, the latest.
Hey, man, we got the easiest schedule in football.
What is the easiest schedule in baseball second half?
Jack, put it up on Twitter. The team with the best chance to win a championship.
No, I'm not doing
it. Put it up on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Why?
Because it's lazy. That's why.
It's not
what
lazy.
Do you mean?
I'm out. It's the worst. There's nothing worse than me, honestly.
I'm trying to think of a way
it's June, man. What are you talking about?
No, but I'm
right
trying to it's close to win a championship.
But no, but I'm trying to think of a way to phrase it where it doesn't look like the morning show, Paul. I mean, it doesn't look like a.
He doesn't want the Phillies to come in last.
Is that what it is? Well, just put the Flyers on there.
You hired Torts. You think the Flyers are closer to winning a championship?
Yeah, put the Flyers on there. I just want to see the 5.3%.
The Phillies are closer to winning a championship than the Sixers.
Yeah, I agree.
215-592-9494.
Yeah, but at least if the Sixers got Bradley Beal, you would feel a lot better.
Of course.
The Phillies seem like that they're a playoff team, but that's about it at this point.
Until we get our third, we get us a number 3 starter.
All right. Well, Keith Pompey of the Inquirer, he was the first to have it. The Sixers' heavy interest in P.J. Tucker. Where are we with this? What's the latest he's hearing heading into tonight on the trade front? What are the Sixers trying to do? What does he think is going to happen with James Harden? Keith Pompey of the Inquirer. joins us coming up next. Jack remains in the breaking news booth. Breaking news may happen during the show today leading into the draft. It may. 215-592-9494. Mark Sinise on 94 WIP.
Hey, you guys know how much I've been loving taking Athletic Greens, right? Started taking AG1, quite frankly, because I needed me a pick-me-upper. And I'm going to tell you, AG1 has done the trick for me. I take one scoop a day. Sometimes I'll use the drops because the liquid form sort of settles better with the stomach. But either way, I tell you, it's been a few weeks now that I've been taking AG1, and I can really feel the difference, not only in just how I physically feel, but how I mentally feel as well. I feel like I'm a more alert sports talk radio host. Wouldn't you say so, Jack?
Nope.
Son of a. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with this daily nutrition. That's the last time I bring you in on a read. Just one scoop in your water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Athletic Greens cost you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit, Jack. Now, it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. You're investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance. Now, to make it easy for you, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Ike. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Ike to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.